It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. More online at carolinachamber.org. More on the town of Chapel Hill at townofchapelhill.org. And we are joined in the studio by Mayor Pam Heminger, who ran in between raindrops in order to get here a couple of minutes
right
ago. It looks okay right this second, yeah. But it's still windy. The skies are super dark. It is not a good time to be outside.
No, and I think I'll hang here a little bit. I have a next event back downtown, so I'm going to wait it out. That's what you always recommend people, just because these are fast and furious.
Yep. So should got to mention, we mentioned this at the top of the hour, but Chapel Hill was going to have its Movies Under the Stars event. The first one of the season tonight at McCorkle Place. Frozen was the movie. It's still going to happen. It's just not going to be tonight. It's been postponed.
I know. I was looking forward to that, but we will make sure it happens. But looking forward to, and what a wonderful place to have it at McCorkle Place and have families and anyone who wants to come. It should be a lot of fun, and we encourage singing along.
Yes, yeah. Makeup date to be announced as soon as we get it from town officials. We'll get that to you, but it's not going to happen tonight. So what's going on? You're coming out of a five and a half hour meeting of the town council last night.
Those are always fun.
Yeah,
The night of breakfast meeting, so I was listening this morning. But no, it was good meeting. This is always what happens this time of year. We try to, since we take a break for meetings in July and August, we try to get all these things done that we have been working on for a long period of time. And we had a good turnout of people who wanted to give input on short-term rentals as we move forward and trying to figure out a path.
Basically meaning Airbnb, right?
Yeah, Airbnb is one company and other things. And there's many different definitions for our town ordinance. There's many different things that have been happening in the marketplace. The hoteliers and the chamber and the chalk group got together and talked about things. And we're going to involve other stakeholders and pull people together. We heard some stories of people who've use Airbnb to help supplement their income in our community. We're not talking about taking away the ones, we're not talking about taking away anything, first of all. I'll just say we're just learning. But there's many different definitions. There's a person who rents out space in their own home or in their backyard apartment or garage apartment. Those aren't the ones that are as concerning because there's somebody there. I guess the ones that concern us is when there's no one they're held responsible, outside investors coming in to buy a house and turn it into a de facto hotel within a neighborhood. Yep. That's what we just want to see. Are we being safe? Are we collecting the tax revenue? Are the neighbors okay with that? We just want to make sure that we look at all that, and as we develop some sort of guidelines toward that, it's going to be a work in progress. We're going to spend, the staff showed a 6 to 12 month timeline investigating all that to come back with some recommendations. Right now, Airbnbs really aren't allowed under ordinance in most of Chapel Hill, but they're happening. And they're happening for all, it's a nationwide thing that they're happening. So we know they offer a lot of benefits. The hotels are saying you need to level the playing field. You require us to have safety inspections, to have someone available 24/7 in case of emergencies, parking restrictions, noise restrictions. So you need to be able to level the playing field. So we're taking all that input to try to figure out what works for our community.
Yeah, it's difficult because, and we've been talking about this with different people over the course of the last couple of months, and there are just so many different facets, and there are really, really good benefits to Airbnb for our community, and also significant challenges like this.
Well, there are, and it can reduce the amount of affordable housing you have in a community. So there are some consequences, and we want to make sure that we look at all that. You know, we'd like to be thorough, look at all and get a lot of input, and just consider all angles before figuring out a pathway forward. Obviously, right now, we have ordinances that we're not able to enforce, and it's been overwhelmed. So it's time to take a look at all that. So we'll be doing that.
So what are the next steps on that?
They're going to have a series of stakeholder meetings and get more input to find out what's going on in our community, what people like, don't like. And they're going to synthesize that back and they're going to work with a school of government person who's helped develop ordinance for other cities in North Carolina, use some examples that may or may not fit, get some feedback. Are we looking at the rain again?
Yeah, I'm looking at the rain nonstop. It's starting to sprinkle again here, so it's that second rain.
So to pull that type of thing together to work with the school of government once we get some input about what works best for our community, this is something that Metro Mayors talks about. Different communities are trying different things, and what's a good fit for us. Mm-hmm. So that's what we'll be doing.
Awesome. So that was was one thing that you talked about.
Yeah, that was one thing. There
Another thing, and we were talking with Blake. I was talking with Blake Hodge about this earlier today. Development in the Green Tract is kind of back on the table. Some residents of the Rogers Road community had written a letter to the town council, urging the town to move forward on this a little bit more quickly. And then some of them came and spoke again at last night's meeting.
And they did. And we had had a path that was developed with Mayor Lavelle and Chair Rich to do a joint public information education meeting in early September. This group wanted us to move a little faster than that, and I can understand the feeling of frustration that we just keep postponing it. Anytime you deal with three different governmental jurisdictions, it takes time. But we want people to be speaking the same language. What are the parts? How much is already put into preservation? How much is available for development? How much is environmentally sensitive? How do we look at that? What part should be used for a school? Those kinds of things as we move forward together on this. We restated that our council goal, though, is that we do believe in affordable housing. We do believe this is a great site for that. We can figure that out. We also believe in environmentalism, and there's plenty of preserved land, and I think it can be a win-win-win in the community. So they would like to see a little movement. We just finished doing the rezoning for the Rogers Road neighborhood, which was, for us, a higher priority to spend our staff time on so that we make sure that when the sewer system had the sewer flush initiative, that the land wouldn't gentrify and move away from being the neighborhood that it is. So we got that, passed that in May, very excited for that progress, excited the sewer system is installed, and we figured out a payment plan and all those kinds of things. All that took 2 years worth of work. That was it's actually a fabulous thing to celebrate.
I've got a follow-up question, but I got to jump in. Blake Hodge, our news director, just came in with a note. There are reports, and this is I think Chapel Hill Fire tweeting this, power lines down along Franklin Street between Elliott and Roosevelt, which is just on the other side of Estes Drive. So skip that if you're driving around Franklin Street. I think in either direction you're going to have some issues. Not sure if the road is outright closed, but reports of power lines down right along Franklin Street, again, beginning at Elliott Road, continuing just past Estes to Roosevelt, and that's going to be certainly slowing down traffic at the very least, and there may be road blockages as well, so avoid that and find an alternate route.
So we were paving there today, so it's been very interesting on Franklin Street all week. Again, we encourage people to plan some extra time to getting around. We do our paving projects in the summer. It's better weather. We have less traffic because of the UNC system being out. Now this K-12 system is out. So we try to do as many projects, but it does cause some road tie-ups. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of it going on again this summer, but we don't repave Franklin Street that often. This one's a biggie because it's a main thoroughfare, but please do avoid the power line situations because those can be really dangerous. Yeah.
So back to Rogers Road. the public hearing was scheduled for later on this fall, right? September.
First part of September.
Is that still on, or is the town now going to move sometime this summer?
I think we're going to move forward. The council wanted to move forward and have a special meeting and try to figure out how to move forward on this. And so we'll hold a special meeting trying to coordinate those schedules with everybody's vacations and staff vacations. We'll figure that out. But we will be holding a special meeting.
All right. Yeah. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heming, or other things on the town's agenda?
Well, trying to think, we talked about the guiding principles for charting our future, our land use planning. Still more time to give input if people are interested. So the council gave feedback on the draft version of the guiding principle statements that will inform the designing of the FLU map. And there'll be some public places to interact. Look on we have a website going. Please look at that. These are important as we shape our future, but we've just stated a lot of things about working in partnership and regionalism when you're talking about transit, not just us, but, you know, working with our regional partners. We talked about placemaking and gateways and equity. And so these are our guiding statements. Please go take a look. We appreciate your input.
And the FLU map is future land use, right?
Sorry, yeah. I'm so used to these acronyms now. You forget that people are like, what are you talking about?
Some of them I get, like LUMO. I just kind of say that now off the top of my head. But we were talking in the newsroom about SAPFO earlier, which is another really significant thing.
School Adequate Facilities Ordinance.
Yeah. School Adequate Public Facilities Ordinance. Facilities. But we had to look that up. It's I know what it is, but I don't know what it is. Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Samba. We like that noise.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
And then we had the next step in the master planning for East Town and have agreed to a calendar scheduled of when things are coming along. So, again, that process is still evolving. We're in the early stages. Council talked about having a negotiating strategy as we plan forward together on that as well. So that was on the agenda. I will say, earlier in the week, we had our tree our community tree committee, and I was fascinated. I'd love people want to be involved, and it's not too late to get involved. But
they just had the first meeting.
First meeting, and UNC came with their arborist and the vice chancellor of sustainability talking about, and then we had Johnny Randall from the Botanical Gardens. We had and our own staff too, but we had this wonderful expert advice there in the room talking about why we plant certain trees, what UNC's policy's been about when they take down a tree, how they put back trees, and talking about the future and how they plant over 75 trees a year just on their campus. But that we're in this interesting era with the trees coming down in downtown starting to fail because of living an urban life. But he talked about soil volume. You know, when you get that big, you need more soil to actually hold the tree up and survive, and not planting in the health strips. People in the meeting and talked about the variety of trees we need to plant, and why we plant certain ones here and why we don't. Talked about the whole Bradford pear
fiasco.
Yeah, so that was fascinating too. And it really was.
Don't plant Bradford pears.
No, and they apparently pair up with the regular pears
so to
make
speak.
Them. Yeah, that wasn't good, was it? Which makes the fruit inedible. So there you go. People seem to really resonate around the goal of planting 200 trees in honor of our 200th birthday and having an Arbor Week and trying to work towards that. If you are interested in getting involved, please email Kevin Robinson in our Parks and Rec Department or Jeannie Brown, my aide. We're very excited about this. And it's really cool to think about how we can move forward this year with 200 trees and maybe 201 the next year was one of the suggestions. The year after that, 202. We're planting trees that future generations will appreciate, just like we've appreciated the large trees downtown and other places. And we talked about mapping out some specimen trees and trees that are 200 years old so that we can say this was here at the start of our town. And how do we add back to the tree canopy? Because people in the community have really resonated that they love, it's one of the things they love about our communities, our trees. And they provide shade, health benefits, less asthma, less crime. All this happens around trees, so that's kind of
less crime, really, too?
Yes, they have statistics on that.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
That's kind of interesting. Isn't that very interesting?
That is interesting,
apparently crime likes impervious surface. I don't know.
Oh, that's a Jane Jacobs thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard tell about that.
Yeah,
okay.
But reduced asthma levels around treed areas, all kinds of really good benefits. So the Friends of Parks and Rec is willing to be the host for any grant monies or donations that come in to buy and plant trees. So the goal would be to connect with people who would like to have a tree in their yard and either have them do it themselves and claim it to be one of the 200, or if you want to be part of the tree committee or you'd like the tree committee to come talk to you about making this happen in your yard. And I gave an example. There's Pritchard Avenue in Northside. Recently an OWASA project came through and had to take down all the large trees down one side of the street. So is there an opportunity to go back to those tenants and landlords and say, would you like to have a tree in your front yard to replace this and put it back a little further back from the street so it won't interfere with the water pipes again? So those kinds of efforts to go out there. So we're excited about that.
Speaking with Pam Heminger, we got to wrap up. 30 seconds. Anything
composting.
Else?
I learned so much more about composting. I'm doing anything we can do to reduce our waste in our community.
Yes,
and so
100%.
I'll give you more information on that later. And then next week I'll be with Metro Mayors meeting with the governor. We're talking about all things environmental and all things that are going on in our state. But lots of good stuff happening. Next week's our last week of meetings for this season, as we say, this fiscal year. So we have a lot on the agenda, but we are still working and we're still around. But it's excited to kind of roll and have a little bit of a break next month.
townofchapelhill.org for more info.
Stay off the roads during this bad weather.
For at least the next 10 minutes.
Yeah,
Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.